Back in 2006, China placed a satellite in geosynchronous orbit at 130 degrees east. Not a major story anywhere, except 22,236 miles directly below in the Kingdom of Tonga. Nations that lie along the equator do not get special rights to the orbits above, but Tonga has always been an active player in space. After some legal wrangling, China agreed to pay just under $50 million and sent the checks to TongaSat, a privately owned company that manages the kingdom's extraterrestrial activities. 80% of TongaSat is held by Princess Salote Pilulevu and the rest by its founder, American Matt Nilsson. 5 years ago, an opposition parliamentarian and Tonga's Public Service Association filed suit, arguing the funds should have gone to the government instead. Last month, Tonga's Supreme Court agreed. The opposition MP who filed the suit, Akilisi Pohiva, is now Prime Minister of Tonga. Last week, according to the website Matangi Tonga, Prime Minister Pohiva discovered an Auditor General's report from 2012 that reached the same conclusion and declared that every member of parliament ought to go to jail for ignoring its findings. Himself included. He suggested that MPs take turns serving time on weekends and mornings. Then this week, the Prime Minister set off an uproar in Parliament when he proposed to sue two former Prime Ministers for misappropriation of the TongaSat funds. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.